All right, it is John Metchie, the Alabama wide receiver, with us now, and he is presented each week by Rentalworks, a division of Craneworks. Craneworks Equipment Rental Division is Rentalworks. You can see more at craneworks.com. They got all the equipment you need, like skid steers and excavators, all the way down to the smaller equipment like pressure washers, brush mowers, or trailers. Visit craneworks.com for more info. John Metchie is with us now on the Pepsi Hotline. What's up, John? How are you today?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Doing well. Thanks a lot. Look, I want to ask you this question because your coach, Nick Saban, last week was highly critical of Alabama practice. You guys probably did not perform the way he would like for you to perform against Mercer. Has it been a problem this week? What has the practice been like this week?
It's been good. We definitely locked in a whole lot more. You know, we got a really big game coming up, and we definitely saw a lot of things that we needed to clean up. So we definitely been attacking it this week.
Is that the training room? Are you in the training room?
I'm somewhere in there, one of the offices.
Okay.
Yeah, and be careful with that whiteboard.
Yeah, careful with that whiteboard. We don't want to see any insider information. Yeah.
No secrets.
Yeah, It definitely won't be.
Yeah. Good spot right there. Now, this is interesting because the last SEC opponent you guys played were the Florida Gators back in the SEC Championship. And in that game, you guys had a lot of success through the air. Mac threw for 418 yards, 5 touchdowns. When you watch this Florida secondary, they struggled in a lot of spots last year. Does it look like an improved secondary this year?
Definitely. And I also think that they had a lot to take away from that game. So we also had a lot to take away from that game. And I think the way they'll definitely come out this year will be completely different.
I'm interested for you coming on the road in the SEC. We talked to a number of athletes who sort of embrace that road trip, that road atmosphere. Are you one of those guys that sort of likes to stick it to the other team's fan base in front of them? Some people enjoy home games. Do you like road games? Tell me why.
Yeah, definitely. I'm more of a fan of the I like home games as well, but I'm a big fan of the road game atmosphere. I think there's nothing more college football about it than being in an opposing stadium with a bunch of fans that are against you. It's just, I'm one for it.
John Metchie is with us. He joins us each week on the Pepsi Hotline, presented by Rentalworks, the rental division of Craneworks. Forget those big box stores. Craneworks Equipment Rental Division. Rentalworks has reliable machines and local experts to help you find exactly what you need. Call for a personalized quote or visit craneworks.com to see their full inventory. Do you find yourself ever, because Alabama fans travel like crazy, man, do you find yourself scanning the stands and like, man, there's Alabama fans there and they're there and there, just seeing how many fans are there?
Yeah, I always do notice the Alabama fans at the games. It's definitely something we do notice, how our fans travel with us, and something we definitely all appreciate.
Now, is this one of those venues you've looked forward to playing in? I mean, Alabama hasn't played in the Swamp in 10 years, and I'm sure you watching college football over the years, I mean, that is one of those intimidating venues. How forward are you looking to playing in the Swamp?
I'm excited for it, extremely. Like you said, it's one of those places that everybody talks about playing in, and I personally have never been there nor played there, so I think it'll be a good time.
Okay, I gotta ask you, will you say hi to Trey Dean before the game starts? Will you have a head on the swivel, because isn't that the guy you got the ball back in the SEC championship game from?
Yeah, I don't know about saying hi before the game really to anybody there, but probably chop it up after the game, but I'd definitely be ready and prepared for the game.
John Metchie is with us on the Pepsi Hotline. He joins us each week courtesy of Rentalworks, the rental division of Craneworks. We've got a home project coming up. Call Rentalworks. They've got everything from landscaping equipment like mowers to big machines like skid steers and certified operators to handle big jobs too. Check out their full fleet at craneworks.com. That's craneworks.com. Have you seen the Jordan battle video from this week?
I'm not
Jordan's a funny guy, and apparently Nick Saban is as well. We are aware of that. I'm not going to ask you for any of the jokes. I am going to ask you, who on this team does the best Nick Saban impersonation?
I don't know. We don't really have a person that just gets up and does it all the time, so that one I really couldn't tell you. Probably it'd be somebody on defense.
Somebody on defense? Do you do one? Do you do even a knockoff Nick Saban impersonation?
Nah, I don't think I ever have.
You want to try one now just so we tell you if you're any good?
Nah.
No? You're not going to do
I'm
it?
All
okay.
good.
He knows that'll end up back home.
All right.
Okay,
all right.
If you Google, you're from Canada. We've talked about that before. But if you Google most famous food in Canada, it's poutine. Now, do you do the fries with the poutine? And I was going to ask you, because we just had, from one of our great sponsors, Champions here, we just had tamales. I'm going to assume you've never had a tamale, but what about the poutine?
Definitely. I definitely have had poutine when I was at home. Really haven't had it since I left home, but I'm a fan of it. I'm a fan of it. But what you say, tamales, I don't think I've ever had a tamale.
Oh, we can fix that.
How would you describe it, Brandon? It's a corn husk stuffed with...
What is it?
It's basically got corn batter, and it's got ground beef inside of it.
Yeah, but it's kind of... it's not like...
It's a Mexican food.
It is, yeah. It's hard to describe, John, what the ground beef is like, but it's not like a taco ground beef. It's kind of a different ground beef.
It's really soft. It's got an interesting texture, but the flavor, if you like spices, the husk holds the spices in, and if you like ground beef, which I'm sure you do, it's delicious.
I'm a foodie, so I definitely be on the lookout for it.
Yeah. Okay, we'll get you some good tamales. The Mississippi Delta style is better, I think, than the Southwestern style, but that's just me. Okay, football wise, when you look at this Florida team,
power's out. Oh wow, I mean, we just lost everything. You're back.
John Mechie is okay, everyone.
Oh wow,
yeah, there he is. Mechie is back. It was almost developing news right there. John, I want to ask you about this Florida team. When you look at them on tape, their secondary, do they do anything that is a lot like Miami? Do they do things differently? Do you expect them to look at the Miami tape and sort of adjust off of that, or do you think they go straight back to last year's SEC championship game and game plan off of that?
No, I think they definitely look at the Miami game. Like I said, both teams learned a lot from that SEC championship game, and definitely expect them to come out and play us differently. I see that they're really aggressive and really versatile in the back end, so that's something that we're excited to face.
All right, he is John Mechie, Alabama, Florida, 2:30, CBS, Saturday. Good luck, John. Thank you, man.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right, buddy. See you next week. John Mechie with us on the Pepsi Hotline each week, courtesy of Rental Works, the rental division of Crane Works. Crane Works Equipment Rental Division is Rental Works, the source for all your equipment needs, big or small. They got the big equipment like skid steers and excavators, all the way down to the smaller equipment like pressure washers, brush mowers, or trailers. They have it all. Don't forget, they got equipment operators too. Visit craneworks.com for more info. craneworks.com.